Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What happens in California does not stay in California, and California, on the issue of the so-called homosexual agenda, the LGBT agenda, and abortion, is now running roughshod over religious freedom. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Two things are happening in California, one on the so-called LGBT agenda and the other on the abortion agenda. On the abortion agenda, you have California requiring the universities and colleges to offer abortion coverage in their insurance plans. And when the colleges appealed to the HHS, the Department of Health and Human Services, the HHS says, sorry, we're not going to interfere. We're not going to help you here. So now they're faced with, do they provide abortion coverage in their insurance policies? And you have something very similar that's happening here with a proposed piece of legislation that wants these colleges and universities to promote and adopt and embrace the LGBT agenda or lose their state tax exemptions. Matt?
Yeah, the secular left's endeavors to completely eliminate the free exercise of religion, particularly the Christian faith, is not on the horizon. It is here. It is here. It is now. They are in full swing, Matt, and this is just the latest example. Under this Obama administration, California knows they can get away with this. In fact, they have an ally in their attacks on religious freedom, and it always seems to come down to the context of either A, abortion, or B, pushing this radical sexual anarchy, this LGBT agenda, and to the detriment of free exercise of the First Amendment, these colleges, these Christian colleges and universities. And believe me, it's not just going to be colleges and universities. It will be all businesses, all government agencies, all colleges. It's a fail swoop here that they're attempting to whitewash, to wipe away our religious liberties.
Well, in fact, in California, it's not just the colleges and universities on the abortion, because this is applying to churches. And so they are now requiring churches and church insurance companies to provide abortion.
It's chilling.
And when the Department of HHS was asked to intervene with this, they waved it off. No big deal. So they said that these regulations at the HHS, part of what's called the Weldon Amendment that does not allow this funding to be done for abortion, only applies to healthcare entities and churches. You're not healthcare entities, so sorry, we're not going to help. So this is related to churches, the abortion one. It's certainly going to relate also to the universities and colleges that are Christian or religious in nature, but this one relates to churches. And the other one, the other bill, relates specifically to these universities, and this is the LGBT agenda that's being pushed.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a spiritual attack, because these schools are founded on Christian principles, are teaching kids to walk in these Christian principles. And, I think about years ago, some of the major universities, Yale, Harvard, all those were founded on Christian principles and have slowly ebbed away from that. And it just seems like such a spiritual attack that this agenda is, and the enemy is trying to do the same with all these Christian schools that are still standing strong for the Christian faith.
So let's be real clear. We've got a proposed bill in California that will require this LGBT agenda to be adopted by these colleges and universities. Most colleges and universities that are Christian in origin or Christian in nature, they have these policies that say sexual activity, for example, outside of marriage between a man and a woman is not permissible. It is contrary to biblical standards. They'll also have housing. So for married housing, they'll have that available. Under this particular LGBT agenda, they're going to have the, quote, married housing for two people of the same sex. And if they don't change these policies regarding sexual activity or married housing or whatever else
showers.
That's exactly right. Then they'll lose their state sales tax and property tax exemptions. That's one bill. Yeah. That's a bill that's being proposed in the California legislature. The other one that we're talking about is California forcing churches to provide abortion through their insurance plans. The Department of HHS, the federal branch of the government, does not want to intervene in that and just blows it off. There is a piece of legislation that's pending in Congress that ultimately should help, but it's not passed yet. It's called the Conscience Protection Act, or H.R. 4828. So that's a bill in Congress that ought to be passed, H.R. 4828, Conscience Protection Act, to help protect the churches and others that are facing this or will face it outside of California. But on the other hand, we also need to have this bill stopped in California, and maybe the Conscience Protection Act in Congress, the one that is being proposed, might ultimately help over there on that side as well. The bottom line is abortion and the homosexual agenda are colliding with religious freedom in unprecedented ways, and it is really being focused right now and pushed in California. But Matt, it's not going to stay in California. This is happening and will happen around the country.
Well, our enumerated, guaranteed First Amendment civil rights are in direct conflict with these newfangled notions of abortion rights and gay rights, things that are nowhere to be found in the Constitution. In fact, things that clearly our founding fathers would have been directly in opposition to. So this is an attack on the Constitution, on religious liberty, and that underscores the importance of elections, doesn't it, Matt? I mean, ultimately, and it shouldn't be this way, but many, many people within our government operate under this idea, this wrong idea of judicial supremacy. But unfortunately, that's the world we're living in right now, and it underscores how important I think it is that whoever the next president is will have 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 appointments to the United States Supreme Court, which will affect us for decades, possibly, you know, a century or more. And so it is so important that we have strict constructionist constitutionalists on the Supreme Court who are going to recognize the Founding Fathers' intent and what the Constitution actually says and protects.
Well, we certainly need that on the U.S. Supreme Court. We need a complete house cleaning, frankly, on the U.S. Supreme Court, because we have so many people up there on the Supreme Court that impose their ideology. But in the next 4 years or 8 years, certainly, you could have a completely new constituted Supreme Court. So it's going to be very important, the kind of justices that are there. But it's not just there. It's also the judges in the other federal benches. It's also the judges on the state courts. And it's also the people that you elect in your city, your county, your school board, your state leaders, and your national leaders as well. Voting does have consequences. And obviously, voting in California has had consequences there, because you've got this radical group of people in California that are pushing. I mean, these laws are coming from somewhere. They're coming from the legislature in California. They're coming from the leadership in California. Well, how do these people get in office? Well, they're getting voted into office. The church is not being the church, and others that call upon the name of Christ, they're not thinking biblically in terms of who they're voting for. And the culture has ultimately gone against the very foundations of freedom and liberty, and even our enumerated rights in the First Amendment.
What a wake-up call for us as a church to not only get on our face to be praying, but also to use our voice through our voting and speaking out. We will not stand for this.
You can go to Liberty Counsel's website. We have a video. It's called Silence is Not an Option, that we want to be want to make available for you. And it's about voting and the importance of voting. We also have a booklet that's part of our Patriots Handbook series about what pastors and churches can do. So go to our website, lc.org, or call us at 407-875-1776 and ask for the Silence is Not an Option DVD and booklet, the Patriots Handbook series. For more information, you can go to lc.org for not only this issue on freedom, on the LGBT issue and how it's confronting and how we need to confront it with regards to religious freedom, the abortion issue, religious freedom, and also many others. You've got lots of information there on the lc.org website. Go to our resources page and our online store where you can order The Silence is Not an Option. You can call and ask for that. I encourage you to get it to your pastors and your church leaders. It's time at every level that you need to speak up and vote. And wherever you are with candidates on a national level, you always have these local politicians, these local elections, and those are critically important because those individuals eventually run for a higher office. So get involved and make your voice heard now. Go to lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support as well at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. You can also call us at 800-671-1776. That phone number, 800-671-1776. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.